All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry-flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Oh look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down a possible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking
Howdy, sir.
Can everybody hear me now?
You're not on Skype this week?
Yeah. What? Where did that rumor come from that I was on?
No, I was doing the show on Skype. It kind of just sounded a little like you were on Skype. I'm not sure what happened. It looked okay kind of when we were recording,
right.
But then during the editing process, it looked like it was down a bit. I don't know. But
I am not on Skype.
But everybody that listened to the show enjoyed the show, and that's really what counts.
What episode was that?
That was episode 246.
Ah, because
DC
this,
and Marvel take note.
Because this is episode 247.
Yes.
Something, something, Avengers, something, something. What we're calling it.
Mildly appropriate,
well,
I would say.
Well, I know that everyone's expecting us to have a witty title that has something to do with the Avengers because the movie's being released this week.
Right.
That's what we got.
that's what we're going with.
That's the best we got.
That's it.
Something, something, Avengers, something, something.
Well, maybe we'll have something wittier next week after one or both of us sees it.
Are you going to see it?
I want to see it.
I want to see it, too.
I always want to see things.
I was going to see it on midnight on Thursday, but that ain't happening now.
It's a bummer and a half.
And not Friday either. Nor Saturday.
So there you go.
Because we have a day with the ladies on
that's
Saturday.
That's right. That's what I've been led to understand.
A day with the ladies. And then Sunday, I can't see it either. So at least Monday at this point.
Why don't we quickly just mention the fact that we have two contests going on?
Yeah, why don't we do that, OG?
One ends next week. Check the website. The dates are over there.
Are they?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay.
That is the Green Hornet contest.
Yes.
Right? All three platforms for that
Right, and that's actually coincides with our closing of the Green Hornet series.
Right, which we will wrap up, I think, next week.
Next
is
week.
That correct?
That's correct.
So there's that one.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one is the Tell a Friend contest.
Tell a Friend.
Which is ending sometime in June.
Right. It's on the website.
It's on the website.
That's what you keep saying, but it's not really there.
It's there.
It will be there.
It's there.
The time you people hear it is, it'll be there.
Damn straight.
So yeah, but somebody had wrote on the message board that, you know, we just keep pushing the date back.
First post I noticed.
What's that?
Brand new register, one post. Yeah? Yeah.
If we have to,
not that that matters. We encourage all comments.
If we have to anger
criticisms.
You to get you to post on the message,
that's
board.
What we have to do.
No, but seriously, thank you for posting, sure. there, fella. And what we will, I actually like the guy who posted under him who was like, "We're not telling enough people."
Yeah, that was George.
Oh, was that George?
Yeah.
Oh,
look,
I take it back.
Look, sometimes when you have a contest with prize sponsors, if something should...
I don't think we need to go that deep.
All right. So we had to push it back for reasons we prefer not to disclose.
Ubiquitous clandestine reasons.
However, we like to make good on all of our contests.
Yes.
So the alternative could have been to cancel it.
Right.
But rather, we pushed it back.
Right.
Got our court in order,
well,
so to speak.
Well, it was never going to be canceled. So let's just say that right out of the gate. It was never going to be canceled. It was always a question of... There, you know, there were certain levels of things that we have been promising and that we wanted to do. And that was the reason that we had to delay.
That's right.
So since we have delayed, you must assume from the delay that we did it for a good reason, a good prize reason, since OG let that much of it out of the bag. And yeah, that's it.
So there it is. So it's still happening. There will be winners picketed. And that's coming up sometime in June.
The short form of that response would be a deal.
Right. So with that being said, how about we do a little... All right. Trailers. Let's just get into it.
Trailers.
Tron Uprising.
Uh-huh.
Looks fan-fucking-tastic.
Right. And for those of you that don't know what Tron Uprising is, it's a brand new cartoon on Disney's XD network.
That's correct.
And if you're lucky enough to have the XD network, and I am.
And I am as well.
So you'll be able to see what many people seem to be indicating is going to be a fantastic animated series in the Tron universe.
Sure, and the trailers certainly lead, you know, lend itself to that. Yeah.
Now, it's a tad more stylized than I generally like.
As far as the body proportions. But I think it works with the subject matter.
Well, yeah, but so would, like... Batman animated series style animation.
Look,
it's a little more loosey goosey.
They chose an animation style.
I'm not complaining. And it looks great. Yeah. But I'm just saying that if I have a criticism of it, that's
that
it.
Would be it. Yeah. May 18th, I believe there is a preview, and then it rolls out officially in June. So there's a half hour preview on May 18th.
Right.
And then sometime in June is the actual
and the half hour. The half hour preview is kind of the backstory of the lead character, who is not a character we have seen before.
That's right.
Created for this series, as most of it is created for this series.
And as a quick brush-a-rupperer, the series bridges the two films.
Correct.
It takes place
in between the 82 release and the Tron Legacy.
One
release.
Thing we learned. As part of this trailer announcement in the trailer, is that Tron is still Tron.
Right, which is odd because, and that seems to me a continuity flaw because the way we were led in Tron Legacy, we were led to believe that when Clue takes over, he turns Tron into Rinzler.
Right.
So if Tron is still Tron, and Clue is in charge, there's something wrong with the timeline.
Well, I think we made a couple of assumptions there. I mean, there's nothing I don't think that says definitively, like, you know, Clue steps into office and it immediately nominates Tron Rinzler as his VP day one.
Yeah, he doesn't nominate
him. No, you understand what I'm saying.
But this new character, from what I gather from the trailer, is that he is pretending to be Tron.
Well, he wants to. Yeah, he kind of wants to be like Tron.
Yeah, but I think if I pulled, you're going to post the trailer.
Yeah, I'll post it.
So I think what I pulled from it was that he thinks that if everyone, well, first of all, the rumor seems to be that Tron is dead.
Right.
So if he like goes around as Tron and he gets people to believe Tron is alive, maybe more people will
rebel, or whatever. Right.
So that's kind of. So anyway. But nonetheless, it looks really fantastic, and I'm definitely going to be watching. Clearly,
and then The Dark Knight Rises, the new trailer.
No toys.
Trailer number three.
No toys based on that new Tron series.
You know what? Disney is marketing whores, and I suspect that if the series does well, you may see something come from that in-house Disney studio that puts out toys, which some of the stuff that they put out is pretty good. So I'd be okay with that.
Okay.
Dark Knight Rises, trailer number 3.
Uh-huh. Supposed to be in front of Avengers, somehow ended up online.
Yeah, well, that's not entirely a shock.
It is entirely a shock, sir. They're very close vested with these things. If they say it's going to come in front of Avengers...
Maybe there'll be an extended one in front of Avengers.
Maybe, but I doubt it.
What do we take out of this trailer? Not a whole lot.
It was fucking brilliant. That's what we take out of
it. It looks great. They clearly cleaned up Bane's voice.
Absolutely.
The bat wing or whatever it's being called in the the film looks pretty cool. And all of the speculation around Joseph Gordon-Levitt is ridiculous.
Speculation that what?
Well, I've read
that he's Robin.
And I understand where they're going with this, that they might tease the fact that he could be a Robin character. I read Azrael also. So I don't know. Robin or Azrael. Look,
let's get this out of the way. They're clearly indicating in this trailer that he's going to die. Clearly indicating. And I will give you the line where it occurs. She says to him, "You've given everything you can give."
Right.
And Batman says, "Not everything.
Not everything.
Not yet."
Right.
And we, of course, you know what? The last full measure of devotion.
Sure.
As we come up on the sesquicentennial of the Battle of Gettysburg and the Gettysburg Address, we know that the last full measure of devotion would be your giving your life. So
right.
I have a sneaking suspicion that we're either going to see that or we're going to see something akin to that.
The breaking of the bat.
It could be that too. But as far as Joseph Gordon-Levitt goes, who cares? Although he is in like 80% of the trailer.
Well, I think that's why there's so much speculation that he has a role clearly that is more significant than just Detective John Blake.
Detective John Blake.
John Blake, Tim Drake. I'm just saying.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow. What's this?
Reaching?
Reaching. Yeah.
All right. Let's move on with the news.
Okay.
How about...
by the way, before we leave trailers, did you see the new Hobbit trailer?
No.
And you know why? Because there isn't one. Why isn't there one? The movie opens in December.
Okay, so I wasn't going to go there, but let's go there real quick. So
be in front of Batman.
There was that Peter Jackson footage that we talked about last week, the Gandalf footage.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? So apparently there were a bunch of people that were bitching about it. Jackson filmed it at 48 frames per second.
Okay.
As opposed to traditional 24 frames per second.
Okay.
And so there were a lot of people saying, "Oh, it doesn't look like the other movies and it doesn't look as good." And Jackson pretty much was like, "Yeah, shut up."
Yeah. That's 48 frames per second would be twice as good.
Right. Well, I think the 48 frames per second, he said, lends itself better to the 3D.
Right.
Which is important, clearly, if they're doing it 3D, although I don't necessarily agree they have to do it in 3D. But that's neither here nor there. And the other thing he says is, look, it's going to look different than what you're used to. So you got to watch a couple minutes, and before you know it, you won't even notice that there's a difference.
Exactly.
So if you're watching a 10-minute trailer, maybe your eyes haven't quite adjusted yet. He politely told people to shut up, is what I gathered from the...
So what I'm saying is, please shut up.
Right, exactly.
Oh, except he's not British at all.
So anyway, let's go with Halo.
Okay.
Microsoft is currently working with Machinima, who is the company that put out Mortal Kombat Legacy, that web Mortal Kombat series, to do a Halo series. I guess Halo 4, Forward Unto Dawn, is the next game that's coming out.
And last game.
And is currently planning 5 weekly 15-minute episodes, Forward Unto Dawn, focusing on Master Chief. And how he got inspired, or how he inspired a young cadet, which I guess will then tie into the Forward Unto Dawn game series.
Yes. So
there's that. All right. You ready for this one? This one's going to make you mad if you haven't read it.
Oh, wait. I got a brace. Go.
Star Trek.
I'm mad.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
We've been speculating which villain he will play.
Because he's fighting with... Oh, yeah. My. Wait. Hold on. I'm not... Wait, hold on. Okay, I'm moving things. I'm sufficiently bracing. Because I know you're going to say Harry Mudd or something like that.
He is,
lose my mind.
In fact, playing Khan.
Who?
Khan. Who?
Khan?
Yeah. Khan! Khan.
Really?
Botany Bay. Khan.
What?
So there's that.
What? Yeah. He said it wasn't going to be Khan.
Well, he was throwing us off track.
Oh, my God.
Cumberbatch
does not look like a Khan.
Well, that's probably one of the biggest issues.
Yeah.
Is that he does not look like...
Khan Noonien Singh?
Yeah, he doesn't look like... No, he does.
He's
not
racially
like
inferior, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. So,
wow.
I mean, look, I have faith in J.J. Abrams.
Is that a confirmed?
I believe it is confirmed.
Source.
It is confirmed. I believe in J.J. Abrams. I think that he did an excellent job with the first movie.
When's that movie coming out?
Next year. It's filming now, so it's got to be next year.
Where's the trailer? Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
Christmas.
Maybe. I'm gonna have a little bit of faith in J.J. Abrams.
You fool.
Not a lot of faith.
You fool.
But a little bit of faith.
All well, right. That will certainly be interesting.
The other thing that they say is that the film is not a rehash of Space Seed. So I don't know if they're rewriting
Let's be specific here. Space Seed, of course, is the original episode.
That's right.
From the original series, a la Shatner. That introduced the character of Khan to the Star Trek universe. He was then brought back for the second feature film, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Wrath of Khan.
But they said it's not a rehashing.
It is not a rehashing.
Well, just by virtue of the fact that he is playing that character, if it is that character, it's a rehashing.
Well, they might not tell the same exact story.
No, but I don't think they should, and that's okay.
Right.
That's not the point. The point is, no matter what they do, they're rehashing that story. You know, redoing it, revisiting it. So now I shouldn't complain because honestly, I'm looking forward to reading the Star Trek series. I think it's IDW that's doing it.
Yes.
Where they're doing exactly that, where they're taking those old original episodes and they're kind of putting the new universe spin on it, if you will. So
right.
I should shut up and probably, but it's still a fucking rehashing.
Yes. How about we talk a little bit about Neil Gaiman?
Friend of the show, Neil Gaiman?
And Graveyard Book.
Friend of the...
Did you read Graveyard Book? I have not
I
yet.
I own Graveyard.
I know you own it, but I have not yet read it.
I don't own it either. Why? Is there a controversy?
No, there is not. No, there is no controversy. They're moving forward with a film version of Graveyard Book.
Okay.
The same person behind Coraline. And Nightmare Before Christmas,
Kay.
Marie Selleck, is the one that is doing it, is collaborating with Neil Gaiman and Disney to put the film out.
Puppets?
Stop motion.
Nice.
Much like Coraline.
Cool.
I mean, to me, that's a great medium for Gaiman stories.
Yep.
Coraline, if you didn't like Coraline, then you don't deserve to live.
Wow, that's pretty harsh.
You know,
couldn't you just say
okay,
you
fine.
Are...
You have poor taste in film.
Yeah, okay. Something a little less harsh than you deserve to die.
Well, I'm just saying I'm a Coraline fan. The movie was fantastic.
I
thought it was amazing.
I totally agree.
So anyway, Graveyard Book. All right, let's talk a little bit about The Avengers, since we named the show after
since
it.
Since we haven't seen it.
Robert Downey Jr. said he will continue to play Iron Man as long as the stories are good. And they want him to play Iron Man.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Exactly. That's not really interesting.
No, or surprising.
What's interesting is that Mark Ruffalo,
yep,
in an interview with Collider,
said, I'm out.
Says that he is officially locked in for 6 Marvel films as the Hulk.
Yeah. Let's
and,
talk. Okay.
And... 2015, possibly another Hulk solo movie.
Okay, so let's talk about that for just a moment.
Okay.
They're all locked in for a billion movies.
Sure.
So it's totally fine. Because what that means is, and it was 6 films, probably including this one, which leaves 5.
5 more.
So that includes at least 2 more Avengers films.
Naturally.
Which leaves three more, technically could be three more Hulk movies. It could also mean a cameo.
I'm going to say
any other movie.
I'm guessing cameo. Well, somewhere.
I'm sure. But the, you know, but Sam Jackson had an enormous contract to play the character also. Sure. But he turns up in 5 minutes in every movie till this one.
One of the early reviews I read about the Avengers, by the way, reviews of the Avengers have been phenomenal. Yeah. I haven't read one negative thing yet.
Matt Booker has seen it already like twice in England. Well, why did they get it before us? All of Europe got it before we did.
I know. That's
backwards.
That has been
what that is.
That has become more commonplace in
the
last couple of years.
You know, I was speculating about this with my friend today, and the conclusion we came to was if it opens in the U.S. and it gets like lukewarm reviews, and those reviews make it their way across the sea,
the concern is it'll tank.
Then it'll tank. But if it already goes huge in Europe because it has no American reviews to say, oh, it shouldn't go. Then they get the full market press out of Europe before it comes to the U.S. and either sinks or swims.
I think that is probably reason number one on the list. I think reason number two, and I don't know this for sure, I'm merely speculating, but, you know, with our films here and Hollywood films in general,
Hollywood.
There is such pressure, concern, and thought go into picking a release date for the films in the American marketplace.
Uh-huh.
And I think that in other parts of the world, that is less of a thought process. So if they confirm that they want it for a specific day in the US, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I gotcha.
So six films, possibly a solo movie. So one of the things I read that I thought was very funny, this might have been an Entertainment Weekly actually. They said Marvel finally got it right with Hulk in a movie. They didn't give him his own movie.
Yeah, that was,
was that an EW?
I think that was EW. Yeah, that said that.
So
in small doses, he's fine.
In small doses, he's fine. So look.
Which is bullshit because the Ed Norton movie was terrific.
Right.
So, I mean, that's one reviewer or one platform of reviews opinion, I guess. I would disagree because I thought that movie was great.
I thought it was amazing.
And I was really surprised to find out that it only made like 20 million more than Ang Lee's piece of shit Hulk movie.
Yeah,
I'm really surprised to find out that it only made like 20, 25 million more than that one. That's really kind of shocking.
I don't know. I wish I could give you an explanation, but no? I don't know.
I'm withholding judgment until I see the movie.
All right, fair enough. I think with that, unless you have something.
I got nothing.
That's going to wrap up the first segment of tonight's episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuffs, episode 247, something, something, Avengers something, something.
So I guess you'd like me to repeat the title of the episode and then go to break? Because that's what I do usually.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just,
you know, there's,
just rolling into it.
We have a format here.
You know, you don't have to stick to the format always.
We have a thing that we do.
We don't have to stick to the format always. Sometimes we can just be natural and just go with the conversation.
I'm just saying, people have expectations. That's all I'm saying.
We don't always keep up to those expectations.
Ahoy hoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. The Walking Dead Episode 1 has come to the PlayStation 3 and PC, with the Xbox 360 version coming later this week, and the iOS version coming in the near future. The Walking Dead is being made by Telltale, famous for their point-and-click adventure games. Each episode will cost $5, or you could buy a season pass at a discounted rate. After years of making decisions as Captain Shepard, and how you shape the universe, where everyone who played the game would have a different outcome based on their unique decisions along the course of the trilogy, Mass Effect 3 shit the bed, and gave you a choice of one of three canned endings. When 99% of the people who finished the game were disappointed, which I believe that's what those protests were about, BioWare heard the cries and are currently working on the extended cut ending DLC. Or could it be that BioWare hoped people would accept the original ending to spring the real ending on them months later in a first-ever massive twist ending? We'll have to wait to find out. No release date has been given. The extended cut DLC arrives this summer. Just like Mass Effect 3, if enough people make noise, the companies will listen. Thanks in part to an online petition. Those things do work. Dark Souls Prepare to Die Edition is finally coming to the PC on August 24th. More than just a port, the game will also have three new locations and three new demons. It has not been said if this new content is coming to the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 as DLC, but it fucking better. Dark Souls was one of my favorite games of 2011. I highly recommend you play this game. After years of waiting for a new Tribes game, Tribes Ascend has been released for the PC, and it's free. They're going with the microtransaction plan, hoping you'll pay real money for that better gun, which is fantastic. Go download it. Hell, buy that better gun. Assassin's Creed 3 has been announced. The series is taking another radical shift with a new time period taking place during the American Revolution. If you thought the last game, Assassin's Creed Revelations, was one game too many and the formula was kind of getting a little stale, Assassin's Creed 3 proves you right and owes you a Coke. Assassin's Creed 3 will be released later this year on October 30th. The release date for the recently announced Resident Evil 6 has been changed. But in a good way. It's been moved from November 20th to October 2nd. Not only getting out of the way of the new Call of Duty game, but a horror game being released during the month of Halloween. It just makes sense. Speaking of the new Call of Duty game, Call of Duty Black Ops 2 has a release date of November 13th. The big change for this Call of Duty is it's set in 2025. Go to your local internets right now and view the official trailer. And finally, Witcher 2, the Enhanced Edition, has been ported over from the PC to the Xbox 360 with some additional content. And I also recommend that you check out Fez. Not the openly gay talk show host, but the game, Fez. Just remember that it's not a puzzle platformer, it's a platformer to get to puzzles. And finally, Max Payne 3 comes out on May 15th. It looks fucking amazing. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 247, something, something, Avengers, something, something.
Right. And don't forget, if there's anything that we talked about in the first half of the show or are about to talk about, or any questions or concerns or comments you may have in general, you can give us a call and leave us a voicemail over at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And you may hear yourself on an upcoming episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
I also want to take the moment to point out a few things, I guess.
Sure.
One is that I have been having the best time in the world keeping up with my Star Wars hobby by reading JediTempleArchives.com. Paul, the guy who runs that site, we've met him a billion times. And all the guys over there, man, they just knock it out of the park every day. Swear to God, man. I'm there 3-4 times a day. Easy.
Cool.
And it's helping me, you know, with my collection and everything else. They got the visual guide thing. That's awesome. Then on top of that, now they have some guy who was doing, like an early website about Star Wars dioramas.
Right.
Who I guess now has redone his website for the 21st century.
Okay.
Just launched this week. Oh, man. I can't remember what it's called. Now I feel really bad. But I'll give it to OG and he'll put a link up.
I'll put a link.
And I just started going over there. He just started posting stuff. And he posts, like, instructions. And he posts, like, images that you can use for background stuff, and he's gonna have like a store element to it for stuff that you may not be able to get in your area of the country, and like all this crazy stuff. So I just really wanted to point out that I have had such a great time with my hobby lately. Now that said, Hasbro is really making it difficult for anyone to have this hobby.
That's what Hasbro does.
So I just want to point that out there, that even though I'm having really great time, it's because it's because of the fact that Hasbro leaves all of us Star Wars collectors so desperate for any bit of information, because everything is so bad right now that we just don't know what to do.
Right.
That places like Jedi Temple Archives, or Jedi Temple Archives, not even places like it, but actually Jedi Temple Archives is actually doing like a great service to the community by doing its best to keep us informed about what the hell is going on with Hasbro, because it's nutty.
Lovely.
Sorry, just wanted to get that out.
No,
there.
You're
frustrated by that earlier today.
You are welcome to get that out.
Thank you, sir.
And with that, let's do this.
Geek Stuff DVD News.
Yeah, not a very big week this week.
Yeah, no. What do we decide? One release?
Haywire.
Haywire. Michael Fassbender.
Yes, Michael Fassbender.
Directed by Steven Soderbergh.
Channing Tatum. Gina Carano. Fun little film.
Michael Douglas also.
Michael Douglas in that movie. Yeah. Yeah, it was all right. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I saw that on the... on the illegal side of things.
Oh, really?
Well, look, there's a guy at work.
There's a guy at work.
He gets the things. He passes them along.
Does he? Does he just hand them out like candy?
He does. He's got a little basket, and it's filled with flash drives.
Really?
And he just passes out flash drives.
That's awesome. It's like the Easter Bunny of the 21st century.
But yeah, check it out. It's definitely worth giving a.
It's a Blu-ray release, so yes. you'll definitely enjoy it on your Blu-ray.
I'm sure a DVD release too.
Yeah, but who cares?
Who cares anymore?
Are they like more than $10? Then don't buy them.
Then don't buy them.
It's just silly. Blu-ray, however, is worth it.
So. That's right.
Blu-ray is the new DVD.
Ooh,
you know what that means, right?
What?
That means DVD is the new VHS.
Oh no! So VHS is the new Betamax. Betamax is the new
A-track. No Betamax is just dead.
Dead.
Betamax is the new Super 8.
Yeah, we skipped Laserdisc in there somewhere.
Yeah, no one ever liked it.
All right, let's do this then.
Geek stuff, comics, books, and graphic novels.
A couple of comic books this week. I have a few, you have a few.
All right, you want to go first?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to mention the ones that you probably won't. So how about Green Arrow number 9?
Clearly, I'm not going to mention that, especially since he has a gun that he's using on the cover that shoots little arrows.
That's right.
Couldn't be more not the character.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bothers you, doesn't it?
A little bit. I did not check either of these next two out, and I don't think that you grabbed them, but Earth 2 number 1?
No.
Dial H number 1
and
GI Combat number 1. Now these are 3 of the new 52 replacements for 3 books that went away.
Yeah, I have no real desire to read GI Combat, and Dial H I suspect is probably going to be a decent book. Earth 2, however, I would probably consider picking that up, but I just don't want to get involved in anything else right now.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about them.
It's possibly down the line it could be a trade that I might pick up and enjoy, but as of right now, though, I'm not feeling it.
And then AVX number 3 is out this week, and Avengers Academy number 29 is out this week. Another book in the AVX storyline.
Good job.
I'm reading that.
I skipped all of those. What?
I've been reading Avengers versus X-Men.
Yeah, how is it? Is it cool?
I don't entirely
Shut
hate it.
Up.
I'm just saying I don't entirely
hate
it.
You should hate it just on the premise of its existence.
I know, but I don't.
Stupid, awful marketing tool. All right, let's get... I don't know how we're taking these. It's not good to bad or anything. Daredevil, The Man Without Fear, number 12.
Right.
And why are we talking about Daredevil? Well, you know, because it's a Marvel book.
It's not
that's
Black
not
Panther?
The reason. Yeah, well, that's true. No, the real reason we're talking about it is because Daredevil was the only Marvel book, the only real significant Marvel
to get a nod
title. Yeah, to get any nods, and it got a couple.
Right.
Of nods at the Harvey Awards.
And now who are the Eisner Awards, I believe.
Eisner Awards, sorry.
Who is the creative team currently working on this book?
It's Mark Waid is the writer.
Oh, that's right.
Which
duh.
Right away means you should be reading it.
Right.
And then the art is by Chris Samnee, who I'm not familiar with. The art's okay. I would not say the art is extraordinary.
Right.
But it's decent. But the story is really, really good.
Okay.
Like, if they had, like, you know, if they had an amazing guy on this book,
right.
Artist-wise, and Mark Waid, you know, it would be, like, top-selling, I think.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't want to bash Mr. Samnee, but it's just not right. Fabulous art. Flip side of the coin. Detective Comics, number 9.
Right. Now, I did not mention that because I knew that you would.
Right. Tony Daniel,
right.
The writer, the great writer on this book, I should say. What? Not enjoying Detective?
You know what? I'm obviously going to pick it up, especially because this issue is the first of the tie-in issues to Night of the Owl.
You're right.
I am not enjoying Detective. I'm actually bored by it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is it because it makes you think, sir?
No, I actually think it might be because I'm enjoying Batman so much.
Oh, okay. That's
that
fine.
I don't think that this holds up to that. comparatively, and maybe I'm finding myself bored with it.
I have to cut in on you here for a second. All right, and go say for one it. Thing that, you know, Tony Daniels also drawing this book.
Yes.
So that's something we need to also point out because Tony Daniels' art is awesome.
Sure.
His run on Nightwing, legendary.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not only well written, it is, the art is really great. And just thumbing through the issue, I found something that I wish you had pointed out when talking about Dial H.
Which was?
China Mieville is writing this book. Okay. Do you know who that is?
I don't.
China Mieville is I guess you would call him a fantasy writer. He writes like novels and stuff. Okay. I've read a couple of them and he's really, really good.
Okay.
I mean, the stuff is really good. So now
you want to pick it up?
No, now I'm definitely going to read it in trade. You know, right. when it trades out, I am definitely going to read it.
You're one of those. What was the term you had last week? Waiter?
Waiter. Yeah, I'm a waiter. On Dial H, I will be a waiter. Yes, nice. Sir, I will. But that said, that's really, and the art here by Matias Santoluco, looks really good too. So, I'm going to take a complete 180 on right. Dial H and I'm going to give that a shot at some point.
Waiter.
In trade. That said though, Detective, yeah, this is Night of the Owls is crossing over in every book.
That's why I'm excited.
Batwing that came out this week. Yeah. All right. I'm not saying go read Batwing. I'm just saying that the Night of the Owls, if there is a God,
right,
all of these Night of the Owls books, the crossover
will
books,
be collected will in be one collected volume.
In one volume. It probably won't happen, but it would be nice if it did. Two books to talk about from Dynamite Entertainment.
Wow.
Tonight.
Two?
Mm-hmm. Lone Ranger number 5.
Okay.
So this is the ongoing series written by friend of the show, Andy Parks.
Nice.
Art by Esteve Poles. I'm sure there may be a Spanish way to pronounce that, but I don't know.
P-O-L-Z?
P-O-L-L-S.
Oh, Pals?
Poles? 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 I don't know. Esteve.
Pollo? Poles?
Esteve.
I don't know.
So the art is actually, the art's really good. The story is really fantastic in this ongoing book, and we thought it would kind of have fallen off
right
by the fifth issue, but it isn't. It's really, really good. So check that out if you like. Lone Ranger is the only Western character I can commit to reading to in a comics, and I do not include Zorro as a Western character. I probably should, but I don't. So then I will say,
okay.
Lone Ranger, I will amend it to add Zorro to that. Now, that said...
Spider. Was that They Might Be Giants, that song?
Yes, it was. That's pretty funny that you remember that. Spider is an old pulpy character.
Right.
From way back when, and of course, as is the custom, now, Dynamite has snapped up the pulpy character.
Is he actually an old pulpy character, or is he a new character that's being written in that old pulpy style?
No.
Because he was one... correct me, yes. Not to cut you off, but wasn't Spider one... Wasn't this one of those ones that was appearing as like a mini story in the back of another book
no.
like a year or two
no,
ago?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking of something different, A, and B, Moonstone... who was doing the Phantom all that
right.
while and started doing those other pulpy books, lost all of them, I think, okay. to Dynamite, and Spider was one of them. So now, David Liss and Colton Worley
okay.
are taking over this great character. It's actually takes place in a modern setting, sir.
Oh, lovely.
And the art is fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm trying to show OG a few of the pages. Like, it's really like it's almost
now,
photo.
Yeah, yeah. I saw some of the art and I saw a picture of the character.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of looks like he kind of looks like Spider-Man in a hat.
Really? Because I was going to say he kind of looks like Spider-Man and the Shadow.
Well, the Shadow has a hat.
Well, yes.
And a cloak and a scarf.
But the Shadow also has two guns.
Right.
And a big cloak. Yeah, it's and so like, does this guy.
It's kind of like Spider-Man, the Shadow, and I'm even going to throw in a little bit of just a hint, like a splash of the Spirit.
Yeah, how would you, why would you?
Just a splash.
Why would you do that?
Well,
hey, I don't think it needs a splash.
Just because the movie stunk
I think Shadow and doesn't Spider-Man, mean the book was. I think Shadow and Spider-Man covered.
Sums it up. All right.
Covers, Alex Ross, John Cassaday, Francesco Franciavilla, and Ron Lesser. Alex Ross cover is, I think, the best of them.
Of course you do.
But not
I'm not saying that it's probably not.
It's a dynamic cover.
It is a dynamic cover.
Check that out from Dynamite Entertainment.
I will check that out.
Trade for you to check out also this week, OG, comes from Image Comics. Check them out at imagecomics.com. So the long and short of this book is that I almost bought a different book.
Right.
In soft cover.
Right.
Realized I already had it in hardcover. Lovely. While I was at the register at my comic book store. Walked that book back, put it down back on the shelf, and saw this book. And I was like, oh, what's that book? And I picked it up. I thumbed through it. It looked really interesting. So I grabbed it.
That's what we call in the biz an impulse buy.
A problem. That's what we call that in the financially poor biz.
Right.
Is a problem. And not for nothing. It's a smaller size. It's not quite digest. It's a little bit bigger than that, but it's not full size comic.
It's not like Ashcan. It's not digest.
Right. It's a little bigger.
Yeah.
But it is gonna run you $16. Eesh. For some people that may be
a bit pricey.
Well, I don't believe so. I don't believe.
Where's a Wizard Con when you need one?
I know. It's a standalone book.
$8.
And I'll give you the treatise.
The long and short of it.
Nocturnal monsters stalk astronauts marooned on Mars. Isolated on the farthest frontier of civilization, order breaks down when the unfamiliar hostile invades.
So this is like 30 Days of Night on Mars.
Sort of, but they're not identifying what the monster is. We should say
I'm just taking the nocturnal part.
Right. Well, that's
drawing a line to vampire.
Good. That's good. What we should say about the book, though, the art is really stylized, right? But interesting.
Yeah, I liked what I saw.
And that was done by Mr. Mayberry.
Okay.
May, B-U-R-Y, Mayberry. Paul Mayberry. And also the story is written by Johnny Zito, Tony Trav, and Christian Weiser.
Now, some of those guys, two of those guys, worked on Black Cherry Bombshells.
That was a Zuda,
Zuda strip, I believe. DC Online
strip.
Yeah.
So this is primarily, this is a black and white book, but they've done that cool thing. Like, what was that book we used to talk about that stopped coming out? No one understands why. Cowboy Ninja Viking.
Oh God. Yeah. Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
Black and white book, but they would pick one color
month
and then use that and various shades of that color to do the book throughout. Well, they've done that here with Mars Red. Or variations on Mars red and orange and stuff. So that is the only color you're seeing in the book.
That's cool.
Which is probably awesome because when you think about it, you know, everything's probably bouncing red around
there
anyway. Got that
red hue.
Exactly. So really good. I had a chance to read it. It's really, really terrific coming from Image Comics. Did I say what it was called? Dogs of Mars.
Oh, my God. Did you forget to mention?
Maybe I should say what it's called. Dogs of Mars. It's self-contained. It's one book. And, there's a bunch of great pinups at the back as well. I mean, this is some terrific stuff. There's a lot to be pleased about here. So check it out. Dogs of Mars from Image Comics. You can get more information over at imagecomics.com.
Lovely.
Geek Stuff. Product reviews. Geek Stuff. Geek Stuff. Convention news.
So what you just heard there, two stingers. Back to back, bam, bam.
Why would we do two stingers?
Because it all is going to flow into one story conversation thing.
We could have got like the stuff out of the way and then did the other one.
No, because all of that stuff is part of that story.
Okay.
And this one bleeds directly into that story. Okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Bleeds.
I want to keep the flow.
Go.
All right. So what I have here is Tertomichi, the third wave from friend of the show, Eric Scarecrow.
What has he ever done for? Oh, wait. Yeah.
Many, many things.
Joking.
We love Eric. And Eric loves sake.
One of us.
I'm just saying.
One of us in this room has loved Eric a little too much. You know what I mean?
Well.
And it isn't me.
this is series three. He launched this at New York Comic Con last year. I think there was only one or two figures in series two. And then there's like a bunch of them in series three. And I happen to pick up one of them. So this is a hand-painted, hand-cast resin figure. Or maybe it's not hand-cast. Hand-painted resin figure, limited to 100 pieces.
Is it machine-cast?
I don't know. No, he was explaining the process. He's got a mold. I don't want to give it away. Maybe I don't want
to pour stuff in the mold.
Well, no, but
you wait
but
for it to dry and you pop it out.
No,
of the mold?
But it's he's sort of self mass producing them. It's not one at a time, is what I'm saying.
Is Eric Scarecrow?
He got like a Turtum ice tray, is what I'm saying. All right?
Is Eric from Argonaut Resins in any way involved in that?
No, he's not. Yeah, he got like an ice tray. But I don't want to give any more.
If that's the case, we can make like Han Solos.
No. But yeah, so this is Wave 3. It's a great little design. It's like a little turtle in a knit hat is kind of the design.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Did we do anything about our project this week?
We didn't, but we got some people who said they want to see steampunk pandas.
Really?
Yeah, two people. Rich Page, friend of the show, was right. One of them. And then random listener B, who I don't remember. I apologize to you on Twitter, because that's how they told me.
Okay.
They want to see steampunk pandas.
Okay, then we gotta get that.
So definitely check out Eric Scarecrow, esctoy.com. He does a release now a week. He's got a release every Friday.
That's called saturation.
Like, the man is a monster. Yeah, but his releases, like some of his pieces are limited to like five.
Wow.
So
that's extraordinarily limited.
These are 100 pieces. So it's slightly more, but still fairly limited. So
I feel you.
It's not really saturation if you take that into context.
Okay.
But the Michis, the Turtums, they're an awesome little line.
Okay.
You definitely should check them out. Check out his site. And then Eric Scarecrow bleeds directly into Mocha Fest.
Bleeds.
So I went to Mocha Fest.
Yeah, clearly. So what else did you... I mean, you clearly got other stuff at Mocha Fest.
I did.
Let's talk about what is Mocha Fest.
All right. So Mocha is the Museum of Cartooning and Comic Book Art.
Right.
In New York City.
Uh-huh.
And once a year, they hold a festival, a mini con, where they highlight a lot of these independent artists. It is the con of cons for independent artists.
Okay.
It's like what if you took Artist Alley out of any other con and made it its own con?
Got it.
That's so it's all
no vendors.
No direct vendors. Okay. People selling their wares, you know, their individual comics, prints, sculpts, plush. All that stuff.
Right.
Saw a lot of great stuff. Saw a lot of friends. Picked up some fun product.
I'm really kind of upset that I wasn't able to make it.
Yeah. You should actually... we should definitely make an attempt to go back next year. One of the things that I picked up...
What, can I stop you for a second?
You sure can.
You just did a little hand motion while...
I did?
Maybe there was a bug or something. You just... I'm sorry, I picked up on something and I just wanted to clear it up.
No, I was just trying to, you know, get some stuff out there. I picked up a couple prints while I was there. The first one, I walked past a lot of tables.
Uh-huh.
While I was there. And this one I had to stop at.
Okay.
Pissed Off Panda.
All right.
Is the name of the site.
Let's see.
Frankenstylin.com is the site. And it's... So
that's a great print.
So this print is Pissed Off Panda Hates You.
Yep.
Okay. And it's a giant angry panda face. But when you stop at the guy's booth, he's got all these prints and he's got a couple of books, and the books are all like, it's kind of like, you know, one shot, like The Far Side kind of, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like it's just Pissed Off Panda Hates.
Right.
Pissed Off Panda Hates the Necronomicon. And he's got a chainsaw for an arm. Pissed Off Panda Hates Your Lack of Faith in the Force. And he's wearing a Vader helmet.
Gotcha.
And other things, other pop culture things, other just general life things. Really, really funny. So check off Pissed Off Panda.
Okay.
That was definitely one of the highlights.
I will check that off.
For the con for me. Another guy I checked out, Robot of the Week. It's timgoldman.com/blog or robotoftheweek.tumblr.blog.
Okay.
He draws and designs one robot a week and posts it on his blog.
Nice.
And I picked up one of his prints because I walked past it and I was like, I must own this print.
That's cool. He looks like a steampunky
He's like a steampunky neo-Victorian wearing a bowler bot.
Big mustache.
Yeah. So
that's cool. I like that one.
Yeah. So that was really cool. A couple other things. I picked up a couple other web comics and some smaller things. I stopped by.
Are they web comics anymore once they're printed?
Yeah, because I think they're because their primary release is webcomic, and then they get collected.
So wouldn't it just be a collection of strips?
I don't know. Ask Pete Abrams. He collects the Sluggy Freelance books. I think he still
I know.
But I think he still considers it a webcomic. It's a collection of webcomics. It's a printed collection of webcomics. I understand. It skates a funny line.
I don't know. There. Might have to define that.
All right. Well,
what else did you get?
Remember the dictionary? Anyway.
The paper one?
No. Episode one of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. I was listening.
Right.
And one of the things we were going to have was a dictionary with terms that we use on the show.
Oh, yeah. We should do that.
Remember? Kitchen sink was one of the first entries.
We should do. And then we had
we had trade paperback versus graphic novel.
Right.
Where things, so, you know, we should do that.
We could revisit it. We should totally do that.
Add a new page. We can have listeners submit things.
Let's get the webmaster on that, adding a new thing in there.
I can do that.
Cool.
I can do that. All right. So then
More stuff.
More stuff. I stopped by friends of the show, Argonaut Resins.
Uh-huh.
And Selena from the Jelly Empire.
Right.
And I bought some stuff.
And my former lover.
And your former lover, yes.
Eric from Argonaut Resin.
Eric is continuing.
That's who I meant.
With his Tuts line, he had a bunch of new mini Tuts there.
Uh-huh.
I picked up one of those.
Imagine if you will.
He's somewhere in this room. And then I also picked up the Tuts / Jelly Empire collab piece, which originally debuted at New York Comic Con.
Okay.
At our booth, I might add.
Why did we not get one?
Because they were. I think they were blind box limited to like four pieces.
Oh.
So I bought this time around because I missed it at New York Comic Con.
Okay.
This is the Tuts Batman Jellybot Robin set.
Okay.
It's awesome. I mean, how else? It's fantastic.
Well, of course, like most products that we talk about here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, if you're listening to us on iTunes or QuickTime or an iPod or your iPad or your iPhone or a device that will allow you to have a visual track along with your podcast, you can see some of the images. You can see images of some of the things that we're talking about on Big Kev's Geek Stuff right as we're talking about them. And this is a good case for that right here because you're seeing those images right now. Now, that said, you could also go to BigKevsGeekStuff.com and check out the photo gallery
for
episode 247 to see images of things that we talk about on the show.
So Selena from the Jelly Empire painted these. I believe Eric cast them. And I know he sculpted the cat. I don't know if he sculpts the Jellybot or if Selena sculpts the Jellybot. So I apologize for that. But
somebody sculpted.
But it is a collab between the two. The Batman Tuts, instead of the bat symbols, got a little ankh.
Uh-huh.
In the chest, and the Jelly Robin has a little SB in there.
SB
or SJ? I'm guessing for Super Jelly, maybe perhaps in there.
Really?
I'm not exactly sure.
Hmm.
But it's a great collab piece. And the exciting news is that she is talking about continuing this line and doing villains next. Now, I can't say which two she's thinking about doing first, but I will say that you will be very excited. And I'll leave it at that.
Oh. Oh, great. Now
that's all I'm saying.
You know how awkward it is to talk to.
And it's a set. Uh-huh. So it's one as one and one as the other.
One assumes.
Right? And they're gonna be awesome. If these
one's figured it out.
If these
now
are any indication, hey, look, all I said was I wouldn't actually say the name. I didn't say I wouldn't give hints.
Okay.
So
Did they ever do? Now I know that the Jelly Empire did the Star Wars riff. Did they do like a figure for that?
They did the Galactic Empire.
Yeah,
was the first piece. It was a standard.
Thank you, Galactic Empire, Big Kev, Geek Stuff idea.
It was a standard white trooper.
Uh huh.
And
why did I not get one of those?
Since then, she's done a Shadow Trooper. Black Trooper.
Man.
And then she has two variations on a Red Trooper. Now, this is where I need your knowledge.
It's a Magma Trooper.
Is that what it is? A Magma Trooper?
If it's red, yeah.
She's got a Red Trooper with black eyes and highlights, and then she's got a Red Trooper with yellow eyes and highlights.
I'm not sure.
So I'm sure. I'm assuming she's taking a little creative license.
Magma Trooper is red and black. I'm not sure what red and yellow is.
Okay, so that might be creative license.
I want to find out why it is that I haven't got these. So now I'm going to have to be... what is that?
Hold on. This is a one-off that I bought.
What is that?
I will say that in that project, I think that it is Victor... who did the Thundercats stands that we had as part of our fundraiser.
Okay.
He's a sculptor. He works with Eric and Selena. I think he's doing the paint jobs on these.
Okay.
Because I bought my plain white trooper off of him at Mocha. I'm just waiting for it to be shipped to me. But a one-off that Selena did was a zombie trooper that I looked at and was like, yeah, I gotta have that.
Man.
So.
Oh, Selena and I are gonna have to have a discussion. Because I don't believe I have even a regular white trooper. And seeing as, you know, this whole thing was my idea, I maybe should.
Also, at Selena's booth, she had a bunch of the new Jellybots. She debuted the Jellybot 2.0, which is a bigger scale articulated head. And then the 4-inch Jellybot. Articulated head, articulated arms. The legs may or may not be articulated, but he's huge.
Okay.
Ginormo. Fantastic.
Okay.
Super excited to see that.
She and I are going to have a discussion.
We left Mocha.
Okay.
And we went to the Noodle House.
Oh, no. The Busted Tooth Noodle House?
The Busted Tooth Noodle House. It was a good time.
Bust a Tooth.
Bust a Tooth. House. Well, no. It was Bust a Tooth became Busted Tooth.
No. Bust a Tooth Noodle House is just funnier.
But it was a good time. We had a lot of fun at the Noodle House. You were sorely missed.
I'm very, very upset. I'm very sorry to everybody who was there that I wasn't able to make it. But I tried really
Pete
desperately.
Pete was asking for you. If you remember, Pete is Selena's boyfriend who was at our table at New York Comic Con. Dude works for Nintendo.
The Ginger?
The Ginger. He was there.
Uh-huh.
And Eric Scarecrow, Eric from Argonaut.
Uh-huh.
Beat up in a parking lot. Locito was there.
Wow. Is that what we're going with?
Poor kid. Poor kid.
I thought we were going for like Daredevil Locito or...
No. He. Thank God he's not Daredevil Locito.
Or...
Jeebus.
Let's see. Cyclops Locito.
Cyclops Locito. Punching bag Locito.
Damn.
But Rob was there. Always good to see Rob. And, Victor was there. A friend of the show, Justin, was there. Alyssa was there. A bunch of friends. Selena was there. A bunch of people we know.
Okay.
So that was a fun night out. We had a lot of sake. A lot of beer.
Oh, yeah?
And a lot of food. Yo, those skirt steak sticks.
Yeah.
I could eat a dozen of those.
Do you have some blush wine?
No, but I had the pink sake.
Okay. What's it with you in that color?
Well, no, we're sitting down.
Drink a pink beverage, you lose your mind.
No, listen, we're sitting down, and Eric Scarecrow says that is the sake of doom.
Oh, yeah?
And we're like, which one? And he points, and it's a little pink bottle. So we order a bottle. We all have a shot. Everybody's laughing, have a good time. I think by the end of the night, there was probably 6 bottles of sake and at least 2 kettles of beer.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a short period, too. It was like 2.5 hours.
Did you guys go to Toy Tokyo first?
We did not go to Toy Tokyo.
Oh, well, it was a Saturday.
No. We rolled out of Mocha right into everybody was starving. Oh, so yeah, it was right to food. Plus, you know how the Noodle House is. The Noodle House's total capacity is about 20 people.
Right.
And we had 12.
Right.
So we wanted to get there.
It's not... freaking Wohop. I mean, it's slightly bigger than that.
It's maybe 30 people and we were 12.
Okay.
We took up half the joint.
Wow.
So it was a good time. And, you know, maybe we'll be at Mocha next year. We'll definitely be there next year. Maybe we'll have a table next year. We'll see.
Say, do you like Asian food? Why not try the Busted Tooth Noodle House?
Hey, they were good to you despite all of the Busted Tooth.
Took forever. It wasn't them. It was their insurance company.
Would you go back?
I've been back.
So there you go. So how bad can it be?
Cautious, but I was back. I was picking through things a little bit, but I was there.
Pour everything through a strainer first.
No, I just
sift everything first.
I pass a magnet over the top. If anything see if anything flew up out of there, I was like, I ain't eating that.
Take this one back. So yeah, Mocha was a good time. I got a lot of cool product.
Cool.
You definitely should check out Pissed Off Panda. Check out Robot of the Week.
Yep.
Check out Selena and Argonaut Resins. Obviously, check out Eric's.
Check out Selena.
Check out.
What?
Check out she's lovely.
Her art is nice. It is. What did you think?
It is lovely.
God.
And
it's always dirty something.
And I think that's it.
Okay, OG. Since we're rolling with the format now, I will say that we'll take our final break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 247. Something something Avengers something something.
Hey, this is Rob Paulson, better known as Pinky.
And Maurice LaMarche, better known as The Brain. Yes. And you are listening to Big Kev's
Geek Stuff.
Narf. Quiet, Pinky, I shall have to hurt you.
The Pinky and the Brain.
Narf!
And we are back with...
No, hold on. We're not doing the format, so this...
Oh, go ahead, go for it.
I would do this. And we are back.
425-92...
I didn't say anything.
I know, I was just interjecting.
What? That's not breaking the format. That's just rude. That's just fucking rude. And we are back.
Superpower collectibles.
That's not breaking the format either. It's just rude. And we are back with
Because Good night, just Mike, wherever you are.
What's wrong with you? What is there like a gas leak in this Studio Q or whatever we're in now? Holy crap. All right, let's refocus. Let's try and refocus. And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 247, something, something, Avengers, something, something.
That is correct. Is this where we do superpower collectibles now? Because I'm thrown off.
That is the format.
Oh, okay.
Superpowercollectibles.com.
That's right. Go over to superpowercollectibles.com for all of your comic books, action figures, collectibles, statues, etc.
The name.
It's a great website.
Yeah.
Special promotion. If you use coupon code
Big Kev,
that's right, you will get $10 off a purchase of $50 or more.
That's correct.
And, check them out. Good sponsor of the show.
Excellent.
Plenty of product over there.
Hey, listen, you go over, you know you're gonna spend at least $50 in the next month on collectible stuff, books, whatever. Go over there, order it from Superpower Collectibles, put in the coupon code Big Kev, you get $10 off. That's amazing, man.
It is a deal of deals.
Yes. So go and check them out over at superpowercollectibles.com.
Right. And I should also mention that coming out of that break, you also heard the newest installment of, or the return of, I should say, Game Stuff.
Ah!
So that is coming back on a regular basis starting this week.
Super Game Stuff?
Super Game Stuff is the long format.
Oh!
You know, on the weeks we take off.
Oh, so it's just Game Stuff.
Just Game Stuff.
The regular Game Stuff.
Yeah, I believe it's just Game Stuff.
It's entirely possible that next week could see the return of Little Fifi's Who Stuff.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Entirely possible.
Possible. Okay.
I just want to say that.
All right.
OG, what did we talk about on this fantastic episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Microsoft and Machinima are working together to put together five weekly 15-minute episodes, Forward Unto Dawn, a Halo web series.
Mm.
We also talked a little bit about Benedict Cumberbatch playing Khan.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what's going to happen there.
I hope that it's good. I hope that it's good. Mark Ruffalo is said that he is definitely in for 6 Marvel films, and possibly we hear that there may be another solo Hulk film in 2015.
Guess we'll wait and see.
That's right. Peter Jackson tells you to shut up if you're whining about that new frame rate
Stop
of his new
whining.
Trailer. Give the man, he did 3 fantastic movies. I think he can pull out 2 more.
Hello.
Give him a little bit of faith. Also, we talked about Neil Gaiman's The Graveyard Book coming from Disney and Henry Selick, the same gentleman who worked on Coraline. That's really exciting.
And Nightmare Before Christmas.
And of course...
Did he also work on...
I don't think he worked on Corpse Bride,
oh, okay.
If that's what you were going to ask.
Yeah, that's right.
He may be working on Frankenweenie.
Oh.
But I don't think that he worked on Corpse Bride.
I saw that trailer. It was pretty good.
For Frankenweenie? Yeah, it looks pretty good. And of course, we also talked about two trailers tonight. The new Dark Knight Rises trailer.
Right.
And Tron Uprising. So two things to look forward to.
Right, for Disney's XD channel. Starts in June with a preview episode on May the 18th.
That's correct.
I believe tells the backstory of the main character.
Of the main character. It's like issue zero
yeah, exactly.
of the series.
Exactly.
In DVDs tonight, we only had one that we really mentioned.
Right.
Haywire with Michael Fassbender, right. Michael Douglas, Gina Carano, mm-hmm. and others.
Yes.
So definitely check that out. A fun little film. Definitely worth watching. Of course, in comic books tonight, we talked about Earth 2 and G.I. Combat number 1, Dial H number 1, where Kev will become a waiter.
Dial China Mieville's right in the book. I'm definitely going to read it. There's no question. I'm just going to wait until it's
collected.
Trade. Waiter.
AVX number 3 is out this week, and Avengers Academy number 29 is out this week, also an AVX book.
We also talked about Spider number 1 from Dynamite.
Right.
Lone Ranger number 5, ongoing, from Dynamite. Detective Comics number 9. This is a Night of the Owls story.
Awesome.
And Daredevil, The Man Without Fear, number 12, written by Mark Waid, and still a really good book as the Eisner Awards.
Right.
A trade to check out. Now, this is not a trade, right? Right? Is that
no,
since we're talking about
definitions? We would classify this as a graphic novel and not a trade. Because it is
covers as they appeared on Comicology.
Mm. Okay, so this walks that fine line. Because Comixology is the website.
Right.
So this is a webcomic that has now been printed.
Was this a webcomic?
If it's on Comixology, it is.
But that's what it said. Wait, hold on. It says original four covers as they appeared on Comixology.
Yeah, then I'm not familiar with it, but okay. If it was available on Comixology as a web strip,
right.
Then this walks that undefined gray area.
Okay, in any event, it's called Dogs of Mars. I'm actually going to say the title this time.
Nice.
You can check out more about it over at imagecomics.com. Going to run you $15.99, a nice self-contained sort of spooky Mars story with interesting art and seemingly very good writing. So we'll see how that goes.
And in our final segment tonight, we talked about the new Tertamichi Series 3 by Eric Scarecrow, all about Mocha Festival. Definitely check that out, mochafest.org. The awesome stuff coming from Argonaut Resins and the Jelly Empire. Some great product out there.
And don't forget the Bust-A-Tooth Noodle House.
And the Bust-A-Tooth Noodle House also, and the Magic Pink Sake.
And as we wrap up OG,
yes.
I want to remind everybody this Saturday is Free Comic Book Day.
That is right. May 5th.
First Saturday, Cinco de Mayo.
That's right.
It's also Free Comic Book Day, which I don't know how to say in Spanish. You should definitely go to your local comic store, get all them free comics,
sure
and
enough.
Check them out. Archaea,
yes.
Who we have talked about a million times and continue to talk about, is actually giving away a hardcover book.
I heard that, yeah.
That has Mouse Guard in it.
Yep.
It has a bunch of their licensed stuff in it, including Mouse Guard. So
Archaea had a booth at Mocha.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise.
And the woman who was behind...
Was our main Mel there?
He was.
Awesome.
And the woman behind God Machine
uh-huh.
was there also.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. So, definitely check out Free Comic Book Day. Go early because
yeah, absolutely.
All the good stuff's going to go quick.
Sure enough.
At your local comic book recce.
That's right. And with that, don't forget you can check us out online over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com where we have all of our episodes. Of course, links to the message boards, the photo gallery. Our videos are up there. Maybe soon to return, the Big Kev's Geek Stuff dictionary. We'll talk about bringing
soon
that back.
Soon to start.
Yeah. Well, it was on the site.
Was it on the site?
Yeah, for a hot minute.
Oh, okay.
I might even still have...
The file. Oh, we should definitely get that going.
Might return soon.
Uh-huh.
And, plenty of other things.
Geek-tionary.
Going on. Yeah, right. You can reach us over at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And you may hear yourself on a future episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. And I think that's it.
And OG, I will end this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff as we end all episodes by saying good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music. Roads go ever on over rock and under tree.
by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on, under cloud and under star. Yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. Over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, under the mountains in the moon, roads go ever, ever on.